Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Walk Don't Run 64, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Doug Tatum. Doug is chairman of the board of the Newport Board Group, also entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University. Doug, thanks again for being with us. Author of No Man's Land, a very important book. If your business is outgrowing your bank and not big enough to go for the big money, that's where you are, and that's what this book's all about. Hey, Doug, you're talking to us about trends that you're seeing out there.
Yeah.
You're helping us out here on Main Street put our big time pants on, so to speak, and see what's going on outside of our four walls. That's what we need sometimes. I'm trying to get my audience to become more of a CEO of their company, not always be just a manager. And one of the things you do when you're the CEO is you look around and see what's going on over the horizon. And so what are you seeing out there that would help us with that?
Well, you know, we talked earlier in the earlier segment that, and I do agree with your point. It's very important to sit back and, you know, start looking at your competitors. Start looking at your suppliers. What's going on? Are they disappearing? Are they being consolidated? Do you have suppliers who are being purchased by customers of yours so that effectively they're going around you? One of the interesting things that we're working on is what we call a business intelligence bot with a defense contractor. And it came out of some work that we did earlier on around No Man's Land about the notion of trying to get to a high place and get strategic. So what's fascinating is we've taken some technologies that crawl the web, and you effectively put your top three competitors, your top three suppliers, your top three customers, some keywords, some people that you want to keep track of, and you start looking at what's going on. And it is shocking sometimes what you can figure out by, as you say, getting strategic and literally getting above the business and thinking about it outside of running it every day. And I always say when I speak to the audiences, you know, my mom used to say, take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves. Well, that's not true. When you're running a business and trying to grow it, you're usually one or two bad or good decisions away from success or failure.
That's right.
It's a big decision.
We live very close to the edge.
You live very close. I've run big businesses, and I've run businesses from entrepreneurship to scale. Big businesses were a lot easier for me to run. Mm-hmm. I had resources. If I made a mistake, it wasn't going to put me out of business. That's not the case for most of
your
audience.
Right. Well, I've had my audience has heard me say many times, and not that they needed me to tell them, but a Main Street small business is a harder job than the CEO of Exxon.
It's really, really hard. It is, and even more so nowadays. But I do think that you know, particularly, you know, understanding what that value proposition is that would allow you to scale, understanding, does the business have a value proposition outside of my, meaning the entrepreneur, personal talents, is probably the key decision that many of your listeners need to sit down and think about. It's okay to stay small and make money. I mean, I always tell everybody it's ethical, it's legal, still.
And it might be more, and it might be more fun. Doug, one of the things I want to ask you is, you know, I encourage my audience to go to their industry trade groups as much as possible. And when they do that, they're going to see a lot of industry behavior, industry activity, like you were talking about, the consolidation and that sort of thing.
Correct.
Especially if they go more than once, they'll see how names have changed and how people get absorbed. Talk to us about why we need to look at those events, those consolidations, and not just say, oh, that's interesting, but ask the question, why did they do that? And what implications does that have for me?
Yeah, that's a really interesting fact. I have just recently done a speech for an industry association. And when I asked this kind of background, how many competitors were in this industry 10 years ago, it literally had consolidated down to probably a third of the original industry. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to that industry association to kind of pick up on what your recommendations are for your listeners, I walked around looking at who the vendors were. And what was interesting is that this happened to be it's the Dental Lab Association. So what had happened is this thing had moved from being an artisan, right, in its roots, mm-hmm. somebody that was doing work for dentists, crowns and bridges, to technology-oriented. And so what happens is that technology was allowing some scale on the competitive side. And, you know, you either had to find a niche as an artisan or you had to opt into another kind of business model.
Right.
And
right.
There was no room in between. And anybody caught in between was going to be out of business.
Well, see, another thing.
Absolutely right on the spot.
Another thing all these acquisitions, all these consolidations is also doing is these aren't just our competitors. Many of them are our customers. And folks,
yeah,
if you see consolidation happening to your neighbor, to their industry, don't say there, but for the grace of God, go I. You better start looking at yours and girding your loins for when your customers are going to get acquired or start acquiring.
Well,
and hold on, I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Doug Tatum after these messages. 10 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.